A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
The man involved in rescuing a boy from a Carrick and Shannon river yesterday, or the other day, it was the River Shannon, of course, he's used the event to highlight the importance of not interfering with life buoys. Daniel Mee from Moon River Cruises is on the line. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm familiar with Moon River Cruises because we were on one of the boats when we did our outside broadcast from Carrick on Shannon. So tell us how you got involved in this rescue.
I was literally meeting a friend of mine, Andy Regan, from work. We both work from home, so we try to meet up when we can just to get out of the house and break the monotony. And I was parking down to the Moon River car park. I noticed there was a bit of a fuss going on down towards the water. So I made my way down just to see what was going on. And that's when I came across what was happening. It happened so very quickly. There was a lady there who seemed to be in control and talking to people. So she asked me if I was local. I said I was. She asked how long it would take the rescue services to come because she had rang them. And I advised that the rescue services for the waterways would be some time because we don't have any directly in Carrick and Shannon. She then pointed out why and that there was a man in the water. I quickly just realized, okay, I need to start doing something here because he looked to be struggling. In behind Moon River, there's normally a green skiff that would be laid up. It wasn't there. So I made my way down the gangways to see if any of the other private boats would have a boat or a skiff that would be available. And a skiff would be like a small dinghy or some kind of small raft that you can use to row around on. There wasn't any. So I quickly made the decision that I had to get into the water to see if I could help this young man out.
There had been someone in the water and became cramped because of the cold. But you went in anyway, and the existence of a life buoy was crucial to your rescue effort.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, before I arrived, a gentleman had got in and tried to assist. Unfortunately, the water was quite cold and the currents there are quite strong in that particular area where this gentleman got in. But the ring was absolutely vital. The fact that they managed to get that ring to the young man kept him afloat and kept his head above water. That's crucial, right? Because when you're in those kind of situations where you can't keep above water, you start to panic. And then, unfortunately, it makes the situation worse and you start to take on more water. And as you start thrashing around in the water, that's when you start to go down as well. If you ever had the mind to be able to just relax, turn on your back, you'll have some buoyancy about you. But unfortunately, when you're in that situation, you don't. But that's when you need that life ring so that the panic sets in, you can grab onto something, which then keeps you afloat.
Yeah, and often you hear about them being vandalized along riverbanks and perhaps be just thrown in the river. And it could be the difference between life and death for someone who finds themselves in the water and no life ring there to help.
Absolutely. That's without a doubt. I spend quite a lot of time on the water, both with work and also in my private life. I enjoy taking my family and my kids down to the waterways that we have around here. And all too often, I'll come across a life ring or a buoy that's been tampered with, that's been left lying around. And sometimes it's the simplest things, right? People will play with them. They'll then put them back where they found them. But unfortunately, the lanyards or the rope that has been attached to them is now tangled. It's entwined. So if you ever had to use that, it then makes it difficult for that device to actually become efficient.
Now, you're very familiar with the water. When you're working with Moon River Cruises, there are man-overboard drills that you practice. So all of this helps you to respond in a cool fashion, which is brilliant. But you have a history of rescuing people, have you not, in the area?
Over the last 10 years or more, I've been in circumstances where I've had to help people out. Yeah, that's right.
Two women in separate incidents in the area 10 years ago, and you realize someone is in distress and you manage to get the boat turned around and help the person out of the water. I mean, so many people enjoy the waterways, particularly in Carrick on Shannon. They go boating there. Many of them don't have necessarily the water experience to know when they're putting themselves in danger.
No. Absolutely. I guess there's a couple of things that play in there. Water does is a thing to be enjoyed, and so people become excited. They sometimes lose focus. But also for the people that are experienced with the water, they become complacent. Like the rescue that I did in 2019 was a gentleman who he has a cruiser on the Shannon. It was a simple thing. He was on his deck cleaning it down, getting it ready for the weekend, and slipped in. He was wearing his waders, which started to fill up with water, and of course, he started to be dragged under. But the complacency there was that he has a life jacket. He wasn't wearing it because he was comfortable in his environment, and then the accident happened. So I think whether you're around the water all the time or you're new to it and you come and go, I think it's just being aware that there are things that are available to you to keep you safe. And if there aren't, then it's quite simply just try and be diligent and look out for each other. If there's somebody else with you, just keep an eye on them at all times.
All right. Well, Daniel, congratulations once again on effecting that rescue and indeed the other rescues that you have managed over the last decade or so. Daniel Mee, who works sometimes with Moon River Cruises, thank you very much for joining us.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.